I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries around the world dispatch teams to assist in the earthquake rescue efforts in Turkey and Syria, where the death toll approaches 5,000. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Sebastien Gay, the head of mission in Syria for Doctors Without Borders, says health facilities in northern Syria are overwhelmed with medical personnel working around the clock to respond to the huge numbers of wounded. In Turkey's Hatay province, thousands of people have been sheltering in sports centers or fair halls, while others spent the night outside, huddled in blankets around fires. Turkey has large numbers of troops in the border region and has tasked the military to aid in the rescue efforts, including setting up tents for the homeless and a field hospital in Hatay. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says improved surveillance brought down the Chinese balloon off the North Carolina coast. AP's Ed Donahue.
President Biden was asked why China launched the balloon.
They're the Chinese.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the military has begun collecting debris from the balloon.
We took steps to mitigate whatever collection capability the balloon would have over our sensitive military sites. No, I'm not going to talk about what those mitigations measures were, but we did that.
The commander of U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, says there is a lot of debris to pick up.
More than 15 football fields by 15 football fields.
John Kirby firmly rejected China's claim the U.S. violated international law by shooting down the balloon. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to expand its combat exercises and strengthen war preparedness as he looks to escalate an already provocative run of weapons demonstrations in the face of deepening tensions with his neighbors and Washington. This is VOA News. Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Officials said Monday that intense fighting that raged for weeks continued around the city of Bakhmut and the nearby towns of Soledar and Vlyidiv. They are located in the Donetsk province, which with the neighboring Luhansk region makes up the Donbas industrial area that borders Russia. Authorities in Peru say landslides triggered by steady rains swept mud, water, and rock into several villages in the country's south, killing at least 36 people. A civil defense official in the Mariano municipality in Camana province told local radio RPP Monday that 36 bodies had been recovered in a remote sector. Among the dead were five people who were riding in a van that was pushed into the river by a surge of mud. Local officials have appealed for heavy machinery to be sent in to clear debris, blocking nearly 2 miles of an important road. Authorities in San Juan, Puerto Rico say three tourists were stabbed early Monday. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The three tourists are from the U.S. mainland. Police say the attack happened in a renowned seaside community known as La Perla, which is popular with visitors. Police say the confrontation began when one of the tourists, who lives in South Carolina, began videoing a mobile hamburger cart and was told to stop and leave the area. Two of the tourists remain hospitalized, including one who was stabbed 6 times. No one has been arrested. The attack happened nearly 2 years after a tourist from Delaware was killed and set on fire after police said he was warned not to take pictures while buying drugs in La Perla. I'm Norman Hall.
Expect lots of new faces and fresh political dynamics as U.S. President Joe Biden delivers this year's State of the Union address tonight. That will be coupled with attention to some old problems that have been brought back into painful focus by recent events. Biden on Tuesday night will stand before a joint session of Congress for the first time since voters in the midterm elections handed control of the House to Republicans. Like presidents past, Biden will attempt to make the case that the nation is strong and that better days lie ahead. But he also finds himself in choppy waters as he passes the halfway mark of his term. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.